Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
I love the music of the fourth and final hour here of You Better You Bet. I really do. Love the beat. Love that you established the beat. It's just fantastic, especially after what was an action-packed
Yeah, that was a sprint. Hour. A marathon, I mean, and a sprint, as it turns out.
There's no doubt about it. You're listening to You Better You Bet. We're live on the Bet 1430 in Denver, KCBS HD3, out in beautiful Los Angeles, California, and, of course, 105.9 FM HD2, the Bet Chicago's new home for wagertainment. We're brought to you and sponsored by Bet Rivers. Deposit $250, you'll receive a $250 match. You can't find better odds at other sportsbooks. It's an absolute no-brainer. We're inching closer and closer to the NFL draft, amazingly enough, gets going next Thursday night. Let's walk aboard right now. Anthony Amico joins us, footballguys.com. Hey, Anthony, Mark Melusis and Ken Barkley with you. Thanks for a couple minutes here on this Wednesday night.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on, Anthony. I know, Tyler, obviously our producer, tells us big NFL draft guy. Kind of, you know, for people that I think this is the first time they're hearing you on our show and, you know, maybe just are curious a little bit about not just your process, but, you know, how do you kind of research the NFL draft? What kind of things are you looking at and kind of how big of a betting portfolio are you going to have here come up next Thursday night?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is definitely my biggest betting event of the year. The thing that I like the most about you know, betting on the draft versus betting in other markets is that it's really an information market. I mean, you can get ahead of the lines just by following the news, following the top beats, following the top mock drafters. You know, there's all kinds of information out there that can lead to you making plus EV bets. I mean, these lines, when they're posted, I don't think that books are paying too close attention to them when they first set them. So if you're quick, you can get some really good numbers. You can get over-unders on players before they move like four and five spots. And if you do that often enough, you're pretty much bound to be profitable.
All right, Anthony, everyone loves to focus in on the quarterbacks, right? And we know that Lawrence is going to go number one overall, that, you know, the Jets are focused in on the BYU quarterback going second overall. Where do you see Jones, Fields, and Trey Lance ending up?
Yeah. I mean, I think right now with a third overall pick, the best, you know, guess I can come up with is Mac Jones. I mean, that's what all the top reporters have been on. That's what Schefter's been on. That's what Daniel Jeremiah's been on. I think that there has been a little bit of signal towards Lance over the last week or so with the pro day. And I think, you know, some of the top evaluators think that he's maybe just a really good fit. The one guy that I don't think has made much sense at all throughout the process has been Justin Fields, just because we haven't had like a single credible source basically say that Fields, you know, has a decent chance to go to the Niners. Most of that speculation has come from us, you know, people in the media, people who love sports, people who think that Justin Fields is really good. But, you know, the NFL hasn't really given us that same signal. So right now I feel pretty decent about Mac Jones at three. And then with the other two quarterbacks, it kind of just depends on what team I think wants to move up and take one of those guys. I definitely think that the Patriots are going to be, you know, live in terms of moving up for either Fields or Lance. Those are the guys that slip through. And Denver, I would expect as well to be in the market for a quarterback. So once you get past that, I mean, Chicago, Washington, like those are teams that can come up, but I think the cost might end up being a little too prohibitive unless these guys slip out of the top 10, which I still don't really see happening.
And for people who agree with Anthony, by the way, about Mac Jones, and that's an opinion that a lot of smart people share. I believe his draft position 3.5 and 4.5 at a lot of places right now. Circa, who takes very big limits, opened him at 9, but with the under obviously juiced very heavily. So, you know, you have to pay like minus 300 for under 9 on Mac Jones draft position. Anthony, I'm curious, you know, we've talked a lot about on the show, you know, which team is the one doing the picking, and therefore, you know, are there teams that we can trust when they put out rumors? Are there teams that, you know, kind of do show their hand? You know, Nick, who hosts the shows, you know, frequently will say, oh, like the Giants will always give you a good idea of what they're going to do because Gettleman is like a blabbermouth. Like he can't help himself when he tells you who he likes. You know, if Jerry Jones likes a player, we can think that's really authentic. You know, are there teams that you kind of look at more skeptically than others where like the information that they're putting out, like we really have to take with a grain of salt? Is there a team that you're very, very skeptical of, maybe that's picking in the top 10?
I mean, the Niners are typically a team like that. I feel like in the past, that's kind of been their billing. And obviously, they've controlled such a huge part of this draft process, and we still don't really know who they're taking. So it's hard not to say them. Outside of that, I mean, most of the information I'm looking at probably isn't going to be stuff that comes from the team directly. Like, I like to hear what a lot of the plugged-in national guys are saying. You know, Albert Breer, all the guys at The Athletic, you know, Peter King, Peter Schrager, some of the guys I mentioned earlier, like, you know, these are the guys that have real sources in the league. And when they say something, you know, it's a lot less likely that they're being dragged along by a team and that information is credible.
Anthony, where do you, you know, where do you have the running backs going? You know, sometimes it's a sexy running back draft. A lot of teams like to wait to the second and third round. You know, how about the elite level running backs here first couple days of the draft?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a three running back draft. You have Najee Harris out of Alabama, Travis Etienne out of Clemson, and then Javonte Williams out of UNC. I think one of these running backs seems pretty likely to come off the board in the first round to Pittsburgh. That's kind of been the big rumor coming out of Pittsburgh. You know, they want to fix their running game through the running back. I'm not 100% positive that that makes a ton of sense, but if that's the direction that they want to go, we definitely want to pay attention to it. So, you know, Harris coming off the board, you know, in the 20s to Pittsburgh, I think makes a ton of sense. You can get them to take a running back first on DraftKings at like plus 140 still. And then ETN, I think, is probably the most bettable running back right now. His over-under is still in like the mid-30s, depending on where you look. And I like the under on that pretty strongly. You know, there's obviously a decent chance that he ends up in the first round somewhere. But I think a bunch of these teams at the top of the second would be interested as well, including and maybe especially the Jaguars, who, you know, James Robinson was great last year, but he's still an undrafted free agent. And they could pair up, you know, that Clemson backfield again in Jacksonville. I could see that being really appealing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
and draft position for Najee Harris, 28.5 in a lot of places right now, ETN 32.5. So I know there's been a lot of buzz on Harris going at the bottom of the first round. I think that'll be a really interesting bet to follow as we get closer to Thursday night. Anthony, let's talk about the top end wide receivers. I think this is always an interesting discussion point because I've heard so many different arguments for, I think, each side of all of these bets involving Jamar Chase and Devontae Smith, and then Jalen Waddle, obviously, too, where, okay, Chase, 5.5-6 average draft position, Devontae Smith, 10.5, 11.5, Waddle, 11.5. Any kind of read on either of the, you know, any of these three players, these top end wide receivers, where you think they might go and where the valuable bet might be?
Yeah, I feel pretty strongly about the receivers. I mean, Jamar Chase, I don't think has much chance at all to really make it past 6. Miami definitely moved back up at that 6 spot, hoping to get a blue chip skill player if quarterbacks go 1 through 4, which is still possible, but I would say maybe not 100% likely at this point. I feel like everything that we've been hearing out of Cincinnati, which you talk about, you know, teams with some loose lips, Cincinnati is definitely one of those teams. Everything sounds like they're going to take Jamar Chase. So there's still some 6.5 out there on Chase. I know that the juice can be up around minus 200, but I still think that that's worth paying right now. Just not really seeing like a scenario where he moves out of the top 6 currently. And then with the two Alabama guys, Jalen Waddle to me is going to go ahead of Devontae Smith. I feel very comfortable with that. The line movement on their head-to-head prop on DraftKings has been inching further and further towards Waddle. I still think it's a good bet. Waddle, I could see going as high as 6 to Miami if Chase goes 5, but certainly some team in the top 10, I think, is going to take a shot on him. Obviously, dynamic speed. Teams, you know, players in like that Tyreek Hill mold have been really popular. We saw Henry Ruggs be the first receiver drafted last year in a pretty historic draft class at that position. So really like Jalen Waddle. And Devontae Smith, I mean, we heard the report today, he's 166 pounds. And, you know, we can say what we want about how good he's going to be on the field. I hope that he has a really great career, but we just don't see receivers of that size drafted inside the top 10, inside the top 11. So if you can get his over 11.5, I think it's still like minus 105, minus 110. At a couple of shops, I think that's still a really good bet.
You know, Anthony, I'm curious. I love players rising, players falling, all the speculation as we get closer and closer, and we've seen some of it. Anthony, who do you think right now is rising? Who do you think is falling? Outside the obvious. I mean, we all know everyone loves Pitts, you know, the Florida tight end. Anybody else that you see that's kind of rising, that's a late riser in this draft, or somebody that's fallen?
Yeah, Zaven Collins, the Tulsa linebacker, seems like someone that's rising right now. A couple of reports earlier last week had him linked to the Titans at 22, the Cardinals at 16. Tony Pauline was on the Cardinals to 16 as well. And then a couple of things recently have linked him as high as 10 to Dallas. I'm not 100% sure how credible that is. That seems like it would be really high. But, you know, Collins is pretty much a unicorn in terms of his, you know, height, weight, speed. Definitely the kind of guy that you could see rising as we approach the draft.
And for people who are curious about draft position for him, it's like I've seen, and based on, I think, a lot of what you're saying, Anthony, like these rumors about teams being linked to him, I've seen 24.5 still on the board. I've also seen, I think I've seen a 20.5 where it's just literally all over the place. I think you could actually literally create like a 4-place middle on Zaven Collins to get drafted right now, because there's just so many wild rumors and everything kind of flying everywhere. A couple other defensive players I want to ask you about, the two corners that might go, 10-11 is kind of the projection for Surtain and Horn. Any thoughts? You know, I think I've seen 10.5 for Surtain, where it's like, does he go to the Cowboys or not? And then Horn, you know, shortly after that, in terms of draft position, any read on the corners and where we might see them go off the board?
Yeah, the corners seem like they're going to be the top two defensive players taken this year. They're really the only like true blue chip defensive players that show up in like the top 15 of a lot of these mock drafts. So I like the under on both of them, definitely. I mean, Surtain and Horn, I think it kind of ends up being a little bit of dealer's choice. They're both elite players, but you could see them coming off the board, you know, as early as 7 if Detroit hangs around. Certainly 8 with Carolina. They need some cornerback help. And Denver might not be super solid there as well. So I think even aside from Dallas, you have some outs on both corners. I probably prefer the under on Horn just because you get right now 13.5 at a bunch of places, and that gives you a couple more options. You know, he could definitely go to the Giants. And I think that the Chargers are very live for a corner also. Obviously, a ton of the talk about them has been on the offensive line to help Justin Herbert. But if Penei Sewell and Rashawn Slater are both gone, I'm not 100% sure that they would take Christian Darrisaw, the third tackle off the board over Horn or Surtain, because those guys are elite players in their positions.
You know, Anthony, we got some prop bets you like. I also like to get people's feels about things that you'd avoid. Are there any prop bets out there, Anthony, that you would just avoid next week?
Oh, that's a pretty good question. I mean, I think that you want to, you know, be conscious of a lot of these guys towards the top of the draft. The top 10, the top 12 seems really packed with good players. So that's why, you know, I'm really into, you know, overs on some of these. Other players in that top 10 area. But those, like, top 10 bets that are on books, like, those are not really things that I'm going to take, because those are usually juiced up a bunch, and you're not really going to get good odds on any of the players that have, like, a realistic shot at being in the top 10. So if there's something I would avoid, it would probably be those.
Anthony, I want to get your thoughts on the offensive linemen too, Penei Sewell and Slater as well. You know, we've seen draft position. I know I've talked to a lot of people, and the movement has gone in this direction with people not thinking Sewell is going to get drafted in the top five or even in the top 10, maybe. I know there's some disagreement about Slater and where he's going. Where do you kind of come down on where we might expect to see the two kind of premier offensive linemen in the first round?
Yeah, I'm still expecting them to go off the board in the top 10. I don't think that one of them is going to go to Cincinnati, because I do feel comfortable that they're going to take Jamar Chase, but Carolina and Denver certainly could use some offensive line help if they don't go the quarterback direction. And Dallas, after spending all that money on Dak Prescott, who's coming off an injury, both of their starting tackles are coming off injuries and are getting a little older. So I could definitely see them going offensive line also. So I still think that those guys end up in the top 10. Some teams, if you read a lot of the reports, have Slater ahead of Sewell, which wasn't the case a couple months ago. A lot of the line movement on first offensive lineman taken has been favoring Slater for maybe the past 2 weeks. So if you had gotten that at like 450 or something like that a week ago, you're probably feeling pretty good. Right now, it's probably a stay away in terms of first offensive lineman taken, but I think both those guys probably still comfortably go in the top 10.
Anthony, we got about 60 seconds here, literally. We know the five quarterbacks that should be drafted in the first round. Could you see another quarterback sneaking in late first round or no?
No, definitely not. We do this every year with some of these guys. This year, Davis Mills, Kellen Mond, Kyle Trask. I don't really see any of those guys making their way into the bottom half of round one.
Anthony D'Amico, Football Guys. Hey, Anthony, great to have you on. Appreciate the time here on this Wednesday night, and enjoy the draft next week, all right?
Thanks, guys. You too.
You got it. Good information there. We'll continue the football conversation. We'll do that next. And by the way, the Yankees can't score. They literally
it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah,
it's You Better You Bet right here on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.